You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization has marked 1 year since a cluster of pneumonia of unknown cause was first reported in Wuhan, China. Later identified as COVID-19, the disease has infected more than 82 million people and claimed over 1.8 million lives worldwide. The WHO is asking for $5.2 billion to urgently buy vaccines for all countries as part of the COVAX initiative. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says there's a light at the end of the tunnel if the world works together.
Do we ignore the lessons of 2020 and allow insular, partisan approaches, conspiracy theories and attacks on science to prevail, resulting in unnecessary sufferings to people's health and society at large? Or do we walk the last miles of this crisis together, helping each other along the way?
The United Kingdom has become the first nation in the world to approve the coronavirus vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. Argentina gave its own emergency authorization for the vaccine shortly after. The shot is cheaper and easier to handle than the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, but is believed to be less effective. Immunologist Professor Danny Altman from Imperial College London says having two approved vaccines is a game changer for the UK.
Because the UK got off to an early start, we've got off to a fairly good start. So at the moment, we figure quite well across the globe in terms of percentage of population immunised so far. But the challenge is really enormous and we really need to keep it up and ramp it up further. Because time is of the essence here, because at the moment, January looks truly horrific for the NHS, and, you know, for all of us.
The highest level of restrictions has been announced for most of England in a bid to contain soaring infection rates. Cases increased by 40% over the past week, and hospitals are struggling to cope. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has delayed school openings and implored people to spend New Year's Eve at home.
At this critical moment, with the prospect of freedom within reach, we've got to redouble our efforts to contain the virus. And that's why the Health Secretary has announced that more areas of England will be moving into Tier 4 from tomorrow. And I say again, no one regrets these measures more bitterly than I do, but we must take firm action now.
Germans will also spend the beginning of 2021 under lockdown, with officials hinting there won't be an easing of restrictions in early January. It comes after the nation's COVID-19 death toll rose to more than 1,000 per day for the first time. A ban on the sale of fireworks is in place, while restaurants, bars, sport and leisure facilities have been shut since November. Health Minister Jens Spahn says Germany is still very far away from normality.
I don't see how we can go back to how it was before lockdown in this situation, as difficult as it is. That also applies to New Year's Eve tomorrow. Yes, I would also like to celebrate New Year's Eve and see my family and friends, but it just doesn't work. We need this to be the quietest New Year's Eve Germany can remember.
Meanwhile, France is cracking down on New Year's Eve celebrations, deploying 100,000 police and military police to break up parties and enforce curfew. Russians aged over 60 are being offered a domestically developed vaccine after the health ministry approved it for use among the elderly. The Sputnik V shot was rolled out as part of Russia's mass vaccination drive this month, although late-stage studies are yet to be completed. Dr. Natalia Shindraeyeva says many elderly people are eager to be inoculated.
The main message from our elderly citizens is that they are really concerned about their state of health. They want to protect themselves, they don't want to get sick. At the same time, they understand that even if they get sick after being vaccinated, it will be a disease without complications.
Bolivia has signed an agreement to receive 2.6 million doses of Sputnik V, becoming the second South American country to approve it after Argentina. United States Democrats are demanding a vote on boosting coronavirus relief payments for Americans to $2,600. The call is backed by President Donald Trump, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is preventing the bill from being considered in Parliament. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has criticised Republicans opposing the bill, who complain it will cost billions extra.
It's amazing to see the patience that some people have with other people suffering. These Republicans in the Senate seem to have an endless tolerance for other people's sadness. We urge Mitch McConnell to stop his obstruction and to bring that legislation to the floor of the Senate.
China has reported over 100 locally acquired coronavirus cases in December, a more than 70% increase from November. Measures are being reimposed to contain small outbreaks, which are threatening the country's successful virus response. Officials are racing to suppress the virus before New Year and Lunar New Year, when domestic and international travellers and large gatherings may cause a spike in cases. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.